are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
News? Well, you're going to get the news. We had a lot of news today. See what a good mood I'm in? What? No, I'm not in a good mood because I finally have some material for the show. That's not why. I'm in a good mood because I lost another 5 pounds. Ooh, I am going to be sexy by the summer. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Yeah, you know, I actually have been following some of my own advice. I have been exercising a lot more. I've been staying away from the carbs and the sweets. And can you see? Look at that. Look, can you see the abs? Check that out. Check that out. So I feel good. And no, I didn't start yesterday. I've been really trying. See, the problem with me, there's a lot of problems with me. But when I lose weight, I don't get to see any results for months. So here I am watching my calories, staying away from the ho-hos, exercising, and nothing happens on the scale, nothing. And then all of a sudden, you weigh yourself a few months later, and it's like, dope. And so it's like today was a dope moment. I know, dope. Wait a second, let me break out the New Year's Eve things here. So I lost 5 pounds. Yeehaw! How long did it take me to lose 5 pounds? 55 months, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what? If I can lose 5 pounds every 55 months when technically I'm destined to gain, I ain't doing too bad. All right. So congratulations to me, Dr. Dahlia. Oh, we have to remember to celebrate. January 9th will be my fourth year on air. January 9th. I know. I have been giving people migraines and putting people to sleep for 4 years. By the 9th. We can't celebrate it yet until I get to January 9th. What day is it today? The 4th? Is today the 4th? Yeah, tomorrow's the 5th because that's a Saturday. Okay. So today's the 4th. So you guys have to remember we got to celebrate. I know. You know how I'm going to celebrate? Probably big cake. I can't. I'm trying to lose weight. So I guess a diet soda. Not that I like those or think they're healthy by any means. All right, what am I going to teach you today? Okay, very interesting. We got these boots that could breathe, bleed, and catch fire. Not really too sure. It looks like they're for the movies, but they kind of look... Anything that bleeds to me is interesting, as long as it's not a uterus. We think scientists have discovered why women have multiple miscarriages. There's also an electric shock that could cure a headache by releasing the endorphins. So that's pretty cool because I get headaches a lot. We got a gentleman who poked holes in his condoms to try to impregnate his girlfriend who he loved. We got cancer-killing cells that could be now injected into patients to go and, you know, kind of kamikaze and find those cells that they need to kill. So this is really, really, really cool stuff. There's something else that looks like is on the way. Another good cholesterol medication that's very similar to Vytorin is going to be hopefully coming up on the market soon. So we always celebrate when good drugs come on the market. We don't like bad drugs. We like good drugs. You know, some of you go, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so controversial. Well, this is why. You know, if there's a drug that works, I'm going to be at risk of losing any political ambitions and you know, path of success later. I have to say that if there's a drug that works, I'm probably going to be at risk again of losing multiple millions of votes. I'm going to be for it. Okay. So I know you guys keep asking me, when am I going into politics? Can you see me? There's no way. Here's my problem. You want to know why? I tell you why. Okay. I watch, Capitol Hill, and I see people in the, in the chambers and you see them sit. Now you see me, I have a involuntary behavior I've never been able to control. And that is if I'm in an auditorium or in a classroom type setting, I'll just, you know, make some wisecracks, right? Just, you know, some quick jokes, wisecracks from the back of the room. And when I sit there and see, the House of Commons, I'd have a great time in. But, you know, here in the States, you know, they're quiet. They're flashing, you know, kind of flipping through paper, right? They're talking about some things that are boring. I mean, there is no way I'm going to be able to sit there very quietly and calmly with my hands folded in my lap. Okay, I'm going to want to make some jokes. I want an audience. See, I don't want votes. I want fans. Right? And I desperately need fans. So no, I don't think I could keep my mouth shut. I really don't. Dr. Dahlia, you shouldn't have said that because nobody will vote for you for senator. Well, I don't know. I mean, if I did run, I would probably run against Hillary in 2016. That's what I would probably do. Right? Because honestly, a woman on the ticket's gonna win. All right? Everybody's ready for the first woman president. They are. So then we Republicans need to have a woman on our side. Problem is Hillary's so well known. You know, the Dr. Dahlia show, how many viewers or how many listeners do we get? Four? Yeah, so that's going to be kind of tough. But we shall see. I just don't know if I'd make a good politician. I want people to like me too much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have which diets are the most popular. The Dr. Dahlia diet. The Dr. Dahlia diet, you want to know how I've been losing weight? Okay, I don't know if you guys may want to put your food down if you're eating at the time. I've noticed, okay, like in addition to, you know, cutting the carbs and exercising more, when I'm constipated, I don't lose weight. I've told you guys this. I've told my patients this. When you're constipated, you don't lose weight. But no. You don't want to bulimically purge yourself with laxatives. So what I do is I eat the food that causes me to have the most amount of gas and gastric activity. Onions. Okay, you all know that after medical school, I wasn't able to digest onions. They make me, you know, fart. So what happens is now what I'll do is I'll purposely eat something with onions. So it causes me to go to the bathroom, and I've been regular. I've been able to poop every day. And because of that, boom, I've been able to lose weight. You see how that works? So the Dr. Dahlia diet, although it didn't make the list. So don't go away. As you can see, we had a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia show. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to all my affiliates that broadcast the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Also, big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who have some amazing specials for us to stock up on. You can never be too prepared, so make sure you guys are stocking up on your Freeze-Dried Guy food, and they taste delicious. If you need to find them, you can go to freezedryguy.com or go to my website. On the front page of my website, you can find Freeze-Dried Guy. If you are on my website, you might as well download the Dr. Dahlia apps, whether you have iPhone or Android. The apps are free, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show whenever you want. A lot of times, you guys miss a lot of the material, and then here I come in with the pop quiz or the end of the year final, and you guys fail it. There's absolutely no reason to fail it. All the material is on my website. You should be studying. You should be diligent with it. Come on, you guys know better than that. No pop quiz today. I'm not going to give you guys a pop quiz today because, honestly, I really don't think you're ready. I don't think you've been trying. You've been sitting there in the back making jokes, paper airplanes. I've noticed that. I'm not stupid. I know when you're not listening. I can tell. Some of you aren't even listening right now. So we'll do a pop quiz another day. This is an interesting email. Ryan from Chula Vista writes, Doctor, oh boy, this isn't rated G or PG, so if you have kids, you may want to cover your ears. Doctor, when I have sex with my girlfriend, I get fecal matter on my penis. I'm not getting the wrong opening, so what do you think is going on? Okay, are the kids' ears covered? Okay. Okay, when you have sex, all right, with a female, there's three openings, right? You got the urethra for the urine, you got the vaginal opening, which is the ideal source of entry, you have the rectal opening, okay? And I understand many people are into rectal sex. That would probably be the most common reason why you would have fecal matter on your penis. However, whenever I hear that somebody is getting fecal matter when they're entering the vagina, that means she may have a rectal vaginal fistula where there's an opening between the rectum and the vagina. There's like a canal, like a tunnel. And so whenever there's any pressure that the vaginal area puts on the rectal area, fecal matter will squeeze up like Play-Doh. So if you're getting, stop the giggles, people, but you know, these are real medical ailments. You think you're better than him? Look, this stuff happens. Look, you guys could be walking around with the rectal vaginal fistula now. Go take a flashlight and a magnifying glass and peek. But, so that would be my guess. If you're noticing stool coming out of her vagina onto you, you may want to take a bath. But, I would also suggest, she gets seen because she probably has a little opening there in which the stool is squeezing out into the vaginal canal. All right, it happens. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You guys can eat now. I'll let you guys go back to eating. All right, babies born during a recession are more likely to be delinquents. Did you guys hear about this study? All right, a new analysis of data on U.S. teens born during the early 1980s ties slightly higher rates of adolescent smoking, drinking, arrests, and thefts to macroeconomic conditions during the first year of life. All right, well, I remember the recessions of the 80s. I mean, I was born in the 70s, so I think I came out pretty good. But remember, we just had, or we are still having, a pretty big recession. And so a lot of the kids being born now, you know, it's interesting. My kids, I always like to look at the silver lining or anything positive when something bad happens. And I have to admit, my kids were really starting to get spoiled. You know, because I had my kids in the, I gave birth in the year 2000 and the year 2002. That was when Las Vegas was starting to just boom. I didn't even have to advertise for my practice. And I had a sign up and that's it. And patients just came in. True, you were getting paid like crap from insurance, but I had the ability to see lots of patients. So the volume, and we were starting to pay on student debts. We weren't able to really save money because my grandmother died and we had to pay for a funeral, and the dad died, had to pay for his funeral. So our bank accounts would be empty. But I felt so guilty that I was working so much that I was spoiling the kids. Then the recession came, and boy, are my kids getting a lesson on, no, we don't have that money. We don't have that money. No, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to get a job as a teenager. No, not. So I think my kids are because they're being adolescents or preteens during this time. I got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. I think this could be a pretty good education for them. Not that I want us to still be in a recession, but I think the good to that is I think my kids realize they aren't going to be able to blow dough on extraneous stuff. And they don't have allowance. My kids don't have an allowance. All right? I tell them what my parents told me. If you don't help out in the house, you don't eat. So my kids don't have an allowance. Maybe if they later get a car and have to pay for gas, something. But since they don't have an allowance, they don't have money to go and spend on things. So I'm kind of working on that with them. But what's going on here? Well, apparently, Dr. Sifala Kashimi Ramanathan is a lead author. Says they looked at babies born around the time of the recessions of 1980, 1981, and 1982, when unemployment rates around the nation ranged from 6.6% to 11.25%. And she said she wouldn't be surprised if the most recent recession also has a lasting impact. Yeah, because I think this recession is worse. Anyway, they say, all right, they're talking about more science stuff. One group of researchers found the rate of serious physical abuse towards children spiked as the U.S. economy crashed in 2007. to get some sense of how recessions might affect children. They looked at a survey of 9,000 children who were born between the 80s and 84. They asked them about drug, alcohol, gun use, arrest, theft, and behaviors. The researchers were able to determine the economic circumstances for the region in which each kid spent his first 2 years of life. They found that some of the delinquent behaviors were more common among children who were surrounded by higher unemployment during infancy. They say teens were 9% more likely to use pot if the region where they celebrated the first birthday experienced a 1% drop of employment during the early 1980s. What? Come on! I don't know if I really buy it. Okay, so, well then, what's gonna happen here? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, with the exception of maybe North Dakota, and I hear Montana might have, you know, done a lot better than most of us here, and God bless those two beautiful states. I'm under the impression that every state and every city really got hit hard. Now, so you're telling me that in 15 years, or anywhere between 12 and 18 years from now, these kids, you're going to be able to tell why one kid smoked pot and what didn't, bending on LA's versus Miami's versus Las Vegas's rate of unemployment. You see, here's the thing with these studies. Okay, I think it's cool. You know, these people are being kept busy. It's keeping the researchers busy. All right, it's nice. But, you know, when they look back retrospectively to see these things, you know, I think we need to stop and go, wait a second, pot is getting easier to find. Pot, right? Prescription drugs are now the number one drugs kids use. Okay, back in the 80s, it was pot and cocaine. Then came crack, and you had some ecstasy. Roofies started to flirt around the time. But then, you know, these kids were like, to heck with this. I could go into my mom's cabinet and get some Xanax and some Percocets and some diet pills. Now, my medicine cabinet, and my kids are very well aware of what's in my medicine cabinet. I got some Anusol suppositories for hemorrhoids. I got my birth control vaginal NuvaRing and, you know, maybe some acne medicine. So my kids have nothing they could use to get high on. My poor kids. Woo. Yeah, my poor kids. All right. So they got, you know, Stone, come on, bring us something good. Your mom's a doctor and she's on the radio. She really must have the good stuff. Come on, Stone, bring something. All right. But hurry, just grab anything. We're going to the party. Grab anything. All right. Well, these things look big and round. They also say lubricated. That's got to be fun. Those were suppositories, Stone. Yeah, you took the Anusol suppositories. Yeah, so that's why, that's what we're doing. Okay, where am I? The results suggest that irrespective of socioeconomic status, unfavorable economic conditions during infancy may create circumstances that can have an adverse effect on the psychological development of the infant and lead to the development of behavioral problems. Okay, you know what? These people have to do something with these multi-word, multi-syllabic word sentences. That just ruined the whole story. Look, people, I do radio. Okay? I don't want to sit there and read an article that has all those words, especially big words that I may not be able to pronounce. All right, so you guys got that? Babies born during a recession, more likely to be delinquents, thefts, abuse, all right, dope. So I guess watch your kids if you gave birth in the past few years. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are bad to the bone. We are bad to the periosteum. We are bad to the medulla. We are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, come on. I could have said we are bad to the medial epicondyle or the femoral condyle. That would have sounded dorky. Come on. I'm cool. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A woman tries to buy iPads with food stamps. Did you guys hear about that? Come on, people. We're spending and spending and spending and spending and spending. And then, you know, there's always somebody that's going to try to take advantage of the system. A Louisville, Kentucky woman was arrested before the holidays after she aggressively attempted to purchase iPads with her food stamp card, not just one, multiple. Tracy Browning was jailed after she allegedly tried to purchase iPads from a Walmart with her EBT card and fled the store with the hardware when the transaction failed, assaulting an employee on her way out. 38-year-old woman was arrested a short time later at another Walmart trying to buy more iPads with her EBT card. According to the Vice Weekly, Browning had already been banned from Walmart stores due to prior problems with the chain. Oh, boy. I didn't realize that could happen. I mean, you all know I go to Walmart all the time. I mean, toilet paper, cat food, groceries, tampons. I mean, I live... Can you imagine being black? See, I live in Las Vegas. And, you know, we have something called blacklisting. Yeah, you know, if somebody, let's say, was found to count cards or cheat in a casino, you could be blacklisted from a casino. You know, we've all known that. And you always behave when you're at a casino. Don't look like you're counting cards. Don't sit there and get drunk and, you know, pretend, hey, guys, watch. You know, this is how you do it, you know, when you got some newbies out of town. Because, again, you don't want to get blacklisted from a casino. You never want to get blacklisted from a casino. That's just something you don't want to do. You know, I've lived in Vegas all these years, and luckily I don't gamble, really, so that's probably why I didn't get blacklisted. But I'm sure there's other behaviors somebody could do to get blacklisted. But Walmart, I don't know how I could, you know, during this recession, buy all the things I need to buy for the family if I ever got blacklisted from Walmart. I don't know if that's a worse punishment than jail itself. But wow. Apparently, Browning had already been banned from Walmart stores due to prior problems with the chain. She has been charged with robbery, shoplifting, and trespassing. They say the story of Browning's ill-fated attempt to purchase the popular Apple products with her government benefit first broke in mid-December on WHAS 11. Yep, they broke the story. Apparently, her government benefit is supposed to be intended for food. Instead, she was trying to buy iPads with it. Yeah, something like that, it frustrates you, okay? Because, you know, who is she supposed to be feeding? Does she have a family? Does she have kids? All right? Well, the kids probably want an iPad. The kids need food. All right? That's what it's for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of food, which diet plans are the most popular? All right, every year we get a story, I think every couple years, but this time this comes from Consumer Reports. It's a survey of more than 9,000 Consumer Reports readers, okay? They ranked do-it-yourself plans and commercial plans. MyFitnessPal is, I guess, a free website and smartphone app, and they got very high satisfaction marks on the survey. Now, again, this isn't a commercial. I'm getting this from WebMD, one of my favorite sources to get information, WebMD. And what they're doing is they're reporting on which diet plans were the most popular. Weight Watchers, though, hands down, got the highest satisfaction marks of the four commercial diet plans rated by dieters. The ratings are not based on the safety of the diet, nor on nutrition experts. This was just what readers felt or consumers felt, depending on the cost of the plan, the ease of the use, and the weight loss. They really should include listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, because I think I've made you guys lose a lot of weight, right? Are all you still kegeling? Remember I told you to kegel while you're in the truck? Kegel while you're at work? Great exercise. Dr. Dahlia should be up here, but maybe I should boycott this story. You know what? You know what it was? Dr. Dahlia's show probably was just so off the charts that it would have skewed the whole result. The article wouldn't have been interesting. That's my guess. That's probably what happened. Okay, of the possible 100 points, here is how the four commercial diet plans rated. Weight Watchers came in number 74. I guess they have that points plus value to each food based on the nutrient content, encourages physical activity, and then you get the meetings, okay? Now, number two, which was kind of interesting, was MediFast. MediFast came in with 70 points. Low-calorie meal replacement plan. Jenny Craig came in third, got 66 points. It has the meal replacements, personal consultations with a staff member. Nutrisystem came in fourth. This approach is where you have the meal replacements, online tools for weight control. They say 9 do-it-yourself plans were rated. Here is how they fared on the same 100-point scale. So MyFitnessPal landed 83 points. Like I said, it's a free website, smartphone app, includes a food and exercise diary. Now, the Paleo diet, that got 80 points. It's kind of like an eat-like-a-caveman approach where you eat your lean meats, your fruit, your fish, non-starchy vegetables. Users have to avoid cereal, grains, legumes, dairy, processed foods. Mediterranean diet, 77. This is where you use your olive oil, you limit your dairy, you can eat red meat, and you eat refined carbohydrates. Or you limit, you limit your red meat and you limit your refined carbohydrates. A lot of vegetables in the Mediterranean diet. One of my favorite salads that I learned from our Mediterranean roots was you get some carrots, we call it Israeli salad. You get your cucumber, you get your green bell pepper, you get your tomato, and you sprinkle it with lemon. And you can even put a little touch of olive oil, and it's delicious. It's tasty. Israeli salad has just, and it's a great healthy salad. Spark People, never heard of that. It's an online app that tracks food and exercise, offers menu plans. South Beach Diet came in 72 points. Healthy fats, fruits, vegetables. I think it's like a modified Atkins, less carbs. Glycemic Index Diet. This was a pretty popular one where it looks at foods that do not cause blood sugar to spike quickly. Low Carb Diet 71. This diet, I guess, restricts carbohydrates. It's a low carb diet. That's a pretty easy one. Then comes Atkins. So Atkins rated 8th. Very, very strict low carb. And then you get to slowly reintroduce some. Slim Fast came after that. People are still using Slim Fast shakes, bars, snacks, etc. Now, it's interesting because weight loss didn't seem to correlate with satisfaction. You know, just because you lost weight, if you didn't keep it, all right, some people would have a problem with that diet plan. You know, I got to tell you guys, I really feel bad for a lot of my patients I had back when I was in my 20s. You know, in my 20s, I didn't realize the metabolism I had, you know. I just thought I was the only one in my family who wasn't overweight. Everyone in my family had been overweight, except me and then my younger brother. And, you know, so when I would give advice to my patients, and this is kind of sad, you know, that I was a little, immature and inexperienced, but I learned, you know, the textbook way from medical school. Like, well, you're not exercising enough. You know, it's energy in equals energy out. Calories in equals calories out. It's all about the math. It's all about the science. And these poor 45-year-old women, 55-year-old men with muffin tops are just looking at me going, okay, you just don't understand. All of a sudden, I start going through my lower metabolism and changes in my late 30s, and it was like, whoa. Unless it was God punishing me for, you know, being, you know, not realizing that things aren't all textbook. And, you know, for those of you that are out there and skinny and don't understand why people are obese, you think it's just because they're stuffing their face, that's not always the case. There are many people that are struggling with weight that eat probably less calories than you. Our bodies are different. Our metabolism is different. Our bodies decide to soak things up more than others. And it's not as easy as you think. And which is why I get so mad when I see, you know, these legislations and these rules where, you know, okay, we hospitals aren't going to hire any obese people. All right? It's not that they're sitting there eating bonbons, people. Not all the time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia cruise to leave this June, going out of Seattle up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal trip. So please check that out. You'll be hearing my commercials play throughout the show. And go to my website at drdahlia.com so you could find it. Book your cabin. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm expecting it to kind of be a pretty busy weekend, so make sure you guys have your phones out so I can keep you guys posted on things as they come. I guess three grenades were found at Disney World in a parking lot. by a janitor. Okay, I don't think, no, they were live. I don't think they were live. Apparently, a cleaner made the discovery when he was emptying trash containers in the downtown Disney area. Now, Disney World is in Orlando around 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The area where the grenades were found was supported to be a staff-only parking lot at the Shopping and Entertainment District. The grenades were moved to a second location for security reasons, you'd think. And then further investigation showed that the hand grenades were hollowed out and posed no threat. Disney spokeswoman Kathleen Perrotta told the paper there was minimal disruption to guests and downtown Disney was running as normal this morning. Unclear how the grenades ended up in the bins. The casings they think were used for training purposes. But, you know, again, you just, you know, just one of those things kind of reminding us that, you know, there are idiots out there and we need to keep an eye on them. All right. Apparently a study has come out saying menopause can cause memory loss. Now, okay, here I am. I'm going through early menopause and I can't even get through the story. They say women of a certain age who feel their memory is letting them down, it may not be all in their head. If you start to lose your memory before you lose your periods, it could be menopause. Yeah, might be menopausal. Study has confirmed that around the time of the change, many women struggle with memory and other brain skills. Fluctuating levels of female hormones, they say, are the likely cause of the problem, which affects women most badly during the first year of menopause. Now, you see, I have been gradually going through menopause since my late 30s. So I think I like that better than just the rapid cutoff. Because for me, I think I would be like, you know, and this way, just every day, you know, I would rather just complain every day a little bit than have that rapid, abrupt cutoff. They say the good news is menopause is not supposed, the fluctuations that you have, should not cause permanent sleep problems, depression, etc. Dr. Miriam Weber, who is a neuropsychologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center, has led the study, said the findings would strike a chord with millions of women going through menopause. Well, of course it would. Memory difficulties are one of the most common symptoms. Why am I having such a problem reading this article? Come on! All right, good. I'm not 50 yet. I'm 41. It looked at 117 women who were close to menopause or had just gone through it. The women were given a series of tests on verbal memory, working memory, attention, and information processing. Here's the problem. The study is so damn boring, no wonder everyone's stumbling. The tests replicate daily tasks such as staying focused on something for a period of time, learning a phone number, making a mental list of groceries, and recalling them in the supermarket. Oh, I can't do that. I never remember the I come home and I'm like, duh. Oh, no. Researchers found that women in the early stage of postmenopause perform worse on measures of verbal learning, verbal memory, and fine motor skills than women just before going through menopause. Okay, but here's the thing. If you're not getting sleep, your memory is shot the next day. I mean, this really isn't earth-shattering news. Dr. Weber says while absolute hormone levels could not be linked with cognitive functions, they think it's the fluctuation that's messing with people. Well, I talked about that years on my show. Why don't I get a big, fancy, boring article? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you guys remember Vytorin. Vytorin is simvastatin and ezetimibe, which is Zetia and Zocor. Well, there is going to be a combination tablet containing atorvastatin, which is the generic of Lipitor, and now ezetimibe, which is your Zetia. And I guess it's back on the path for FDA approval. Now, Merck markets Zetia and Vytorin, and Merck is now, I guess, trying to gain approval of the son of Vytorin, which is then going to be the Lipitor-Zetia combination. Now, the Lipitor-Zetia combination is actually phenomenal. I've used Crestor and Zetia, Vytorin and Zetia, Lipitor and Zetia. So for them to make a combo pill, I find it very interesting that Merck is the one submitting this and not Pfizer. I think I know why. Zetia is not on generic yet. And so Zetia is Merck's drug. Vytorin is Merck's drug. Atorvastatin was the main ingredient in Lipitor with Pfizer. That's gone generic. So while Merck owns Zetia, they could probably try to do this. Use a Torvazol. That's interesting. You know, I'm kind of learning how the whole pharmaceutical business runs and goes and works. And so that's interesting because Lipitor or atorvastatin was Pfizer's big baby, one of its most successful babies. But now that it's generic, another company could pick it up, attach it to their brand name drug, and make a killer drug. That's pretty interesting. Now, the FDA rejected a new indication for Vytorin and Zetia in chronic kidney disease patients. Apparently, Vytorin and Zetia, I think, were trying to hold on to their patent and try some other indications, but I guess the FDA had not approved it. So this is going to be interesting, just another medicine in the mix. I know many of you are like, well, don't make any more medicines because I kind of like the idea of, you know, my medicines being generic. Well, that's true. That's true. But sometimes we just need something that works just a little better. Okay, now let's talk about these cancer-killing cells that could be injected into patients. Apparently, there's a breakthrough. In Japan, they've created cancer-specific killer T cells. These are T cells that usually fight infection and fight cancer. But they're going to make them cancer-specific. They're going to train them, kind of Navy SEAL them, right? And then inject them back to the patient, which should possibly, I guess, turbocharge the immune system. Research at the Riken Research Center for Allergy and Immunology revealed they have succeeded for the first time in creating cancer-specific immune system cells called killer T lymphocytes. To create these, the teams first had to reprogram T lymphocytes specialized in killing a certain type of cancer into another type of cell called the pluripotent stem cells. This is how they could then manipulate the cells and make the cells. So they generated fully active cancer-specific T lymphocytes. This could be a very expensive therapy. But what I like about this is, you know, many cancer therapies, we kind of have this nuclear approach where a lot of healthy cells get hurt. You know, some of the best cancer treatments are those that only go after the bad cells. Now, the team induced these T lymphocytes specific for a certain type of cancer cell to reprogram into these iPS cells, and they call them the Yamanaka factors. These are compounds that induce the cells to revert to a non-specialized stage, I guess. Anyway, I don't want to go into the genetics too much because I know we're coming up to the end of the show, and I don't even think I understand it myself. But if you could inject these, they selectively find the tumor cells, kill those, not other cells in the body. This could be hopefully released in the not-too-distant future. So that could be pretty cool. Power to you, I hope. All right. Looks like a Canadian man who really, really, really loved his girlfriend decided to poke holes in the condoms that he used. Apparently, the romance was starting to subside, and he wanted to get her pregnant. Okay, now let me see here. And he is jailed for this. Craig Jared Hutchinson of Clyde River, Nova Scotia, has been sentenced to 18 months in December 2011 after he confessed to the act of sabotage, and his girlfriend subsequently called the police. All right. Apparently, you are not allowed to try to impregnate somebody against their will. It's an offense. All right. We'll talk about this more in the next hour. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the ride home. Have a great weekend. And we will talk in the next couple days.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website. and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.